Welcome back, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Friday morning as we make our way into a weekend, likely a wet weekend, depending on where you are in the province. It looks like a fair bit of rain is on the way. Certainly our hope that those that are in need of it, whether it be from the wildfire situation standpoint or the agricultural standpoint, wish nothing more than a good two-day soak for people to get this rain through the weekend as the wildfires continue to keep people from their homes in northern Saskatchewan. Hundreds, of course, have arrived in Saskatoon, in Prince Albert, in Regina, looking for safety, temporary shelter. And that's where so many different organizations have stepped up. And throughout the last couple of weeks, we've been wanting to intermittently in the show highlight some of these great community organizations that are making a difference, covering some of those basic needs. Many evacuees, many of them families and children, facing long, uncertain days. They're in a city that they don't know. They're worried about what's going on back home. And one such organization that's been making such a difference in Saskatoon is the Saskatoon Community Foundation. They launched a special emergency response fund to help meet not just the physical needs of the evacuees, but some of their mental and emotional well-being as well. They're raising funds, used everything for transportation, entertainment, and just generally speaking, supports in general. I've got Fred Reben joining us by phone. He's the marketing and communication manager for the Saskatoon Community Foundation, and he joins me this morning. Fred, thanks so much for joining the show.
Hey, Evan, thanks for having me.
Let's just talk about the organization first, the Saskatoon Community Foundation. Can you give us a bit of a background? Who are you and how long have you been in operation?
Yeah, so Saskatoon Community Foundation has been in Saskatoon operating for 55 years now. We just celebrated our 55th anniversary. And one of the things that has made Saskatoon Community Foundation last this time and really make it remarkable is that the funds that we receive from donors, those funds are used in an endowment model. So if someone donates $100, $1,000, whatever it might be, those funds in an endowment model are never granted. Instead, the interest from them is granted into the community. So if you pool a few thousand donors together who have all contributed over the years, that endowment has continued to grow. And one thing that that's allowed us as a community foundation to do is to be responsive when something like this happens. Mm-hmm. We can mobilize funds to where it's needed the most.
Can you give me an example? And we're definitely going to talk about this emergency response fund, but give me an example prior to this, some different things, initiatives that you would have done in and around the city of Saskatoon.
One thing that a lot of people, it's a huge issue right now, is homelessness within the city. And there's a lot of organizations that are stepping up in different ways. The YWCA here in the city opened their emergency transition shelter. If you're around the YWCA, you see the new construction that's happening there. So we were able to help fund that. Another thing that was a little more immediate, last winter, Charlie Clark was looking for support with warm-up shelters. And the city needed to mobilize some funds, so working with us as well as the United Way and a few others, we were able to all chip in to make the emergency warm-up shelters happen as mm-hmm. well.
Fred Reben is my guest, marketing communication manager with the Saskatoon Community Foundation. Okay, let's talk about your emergency response fund, helping out with wildfire evacuees. What are the needs that are being met thanks to this fund? What have you been able to do?
Yeah, so a lot of people arrive in Saskatoon and basically they've packed up their life into a car. They've come to a city, like you were saying before, that they might not know. And the Cosmo Civic Center was one of the areas where people were being sheltered and fed. So the Red Cross was taking care of a lot of those funds. And then over and above that, people have different needs. There was a lot of kids that were involved with the evacuation as well. So we were fundraising for leisure passes, for swimsuits, for crayons, also people going to Barry's games or Rattler's games, things that allow them to have a little bit of peace while they're here in the city.
Mm-hmm. I understand, though, it's been outside of those physical needs, mental needs. Can you talk about why that's important for you and the team with the Saskatoon Community Foundation?
Yeah, you know, the way that we take care of each other in community, it is always changing and it's always evolving. And in a situation like this, you can really feel the heart of the community by how it responds in a crisis. So we have a lot of guests coming into Saskatoon, essentially. At the height of the evacuations, there was almost 8,000 people in Saskatoon. And now we have around 400 that are still remaining who have different complicated, complex situations. So we're still continuing to take care of those needs. And if someone slips into a crisis while they're here in the city, that falls into the community as well. So we want to make sure that everyone is taken care of, so both for the guests that we have in the city, but for the city as a whole as well.
Is it board members, community members, volunteers? How does your foundation actually deliver these services?
So we have a staff of 9, and thankful for the large endowment that's been in place over the years. So the part of the interest from that endowment covers all the operating expenses. We also have a board of a volunteer board within the community, and then different friends of the foundation who've come around over the number of years.
And just to remind people, the website, if they want to find out more or help out, it's saskatooncommunityfoundation.ca, correct?
Correct.
Well, this has been good. Fred, I can't thank you enough, not only for joining us to talk about this, but for the work that you and your team, your staff, your board, your volunteers have done to help out with wildfire evacuees. We appreciate you giving us some time today.
Hey, thanks for the time.
Fred Reben is the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Saskatoon Community Foundation. And again, their website, saskatooncommunityfoundation.ca. No shortage of people who, in the ultimate time of need for people that are finding themselves needing to evacuate, dealing with the tragedy that comes with losing your home, even just the fear, right? You think about, there's a number of people who have been repatriated to their community and found their home is still standing. Maybe smoke damaged, maybe the trees around the property have been damaged or other things. Some people lost pets. I mean, there's a variety of ways in which people lost through this and felt some sense of loss. And so I think that's what makes this story and many of these stories so good, that the Saskatoon Community Foundation, not just focusing on, yeah, you need a coat or you need some food, but there's the mental side of it, the psychological side of it, and that is being cared for as well. So for that, we're very appreciative. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm looking forward to this next talk. It's another great Saskatchewan story. There's a great show on TV. I don't know if you have seen the show, but it is one that I think blends Indigenous culture and teaching through mainstream media. It's called Stories of the North. One of the masterminds, the leaders behind it, a writer, a producer, Harmony Johnson-Harder, is joining me next to talk about a few different projects that she's got on the go. That's coming up next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.